Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, a federal district court in Montana has granted the motion by RCAF to expand its beef checkoff lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture to include at least 13 additional states in addition to Montana. This week, I talked with RCAF CEO Bill Bullard about the court's ruling.
So essentially what this ruling means is we don't have to go back to square one to include these other states. Instead, we can just roll them into our ongoing litigation and proceed as if we had made a complaint early on when we first filed just against Montana.
Meanwhile, the NCBA's John Robinson says the organization will continue to work with the state beef councils to fight what it calls is a frivolous lawsuit.
You know, the state beef councils are run by volunteers, primarily cattlemen and women, who are making funding decisions that benefit the entire beef industry. And the fact that their motives have been called into question is, not only alarming, but pretty discouraging, I think, for those folks who serve on these state beef council boards and direct these investments that benefit all of us.
And to read more about the ongoing checkoff lawsuit, visit us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.